Mercer trailing now just by when they trailed by 22 at one point, scoreless, now trail only by 4 at half.
That's what happens when you allow that first bucket to go in. And there's an avalanche.
Clearly.
It truly was a tale of two quarters because you're right. When there was a 22 to nothing lead built up and everything, and I know that you need to get kids in and so forth, but as soon as the substitutions came in, all continuity just kind of dropped for the Lakers. Almost like, we got this game in the bag. And Vassar had other ideas. Shooting percentages. That's not really going to tell you much because Lakers was 11 for 21, a whopping 52%.
52%.
And only up by 4 at halftime.
Go figure.
And then you take a look at Vassar, 5 for 30. I mean, they had 9 more shots, but 16%. But, you know, they're down by 4, exactly what they needed to do. And, you know, you can imagine what Coach has said in the halftime.
What was that?
For Vassar? Don't read your press clippings. You got to pretend you're down by 22, and you still got to go out there and really work hard for this. And they do. They're a very hard-working team. For Lakers, you know, letting their guard down, that's an experience. Chalk it up. What did you do to go ahead and get yourself ready to play this ball game, recapture that, and get going again? That's probably what they're saying.
For the Lakers, they are led by Seth Bowles with 6 points. He had 2 in the first, 4 in the second. Then we both have Drew Scholler and Brennan Wisner each with 4 points. And then Travis Deering, Mason Pasek, Corey Minetti, and Braden Smith each with 2 points. Only one free throw attempted by the Lakers in that first half, and they missed it. That was Drew Scholler. For the Vassar Vulcans, Garrett Gaughan leads the way with 6 points. Jervon Wilson at 3. Luke Bogert at 4. Jackson Knoll at 3 and Ricardo Macon at 2. And from the free throw line, they were 4 for 6 for 66%. 4 turnovers. Lakers had 1 in the first quarter, 9 in the second quarter to have 10 on the night. Vassar 3 in the first quarter, 2 in the second quarter for 5. Rebounds are in favor of the Lakers by 5, 17 to 12. Lakers with 9 in the first quarter, 8 in the second quarter. Vassar with 5 and 7 for 12. Vassar will start the second half on offense as they trail by just 4 points and Lakers on coming home night, 22-18. Inbound is to Ricardo Macon, over to Knoll, being guarded by Drew Scholler. Starters out there for the Lakers. Vassar, let's go through them. We have Ricardo Macon on the right wing. Top of the key is Jackson Knoll. Over to the left wing with the ball is Jervon Wilson. Down to the low post, jump shot, short corner. Would be number 25, Luke Bogert, who just made the jump shot, and it's a 2-point ball game, 22-20. 7.5 to play in the third. Brennan Wisner dives into the lane at the free throw line. He is tangled up, and he is fouled. Foul goes against number 32 of Vassar. Jervon Wilson, that's his second, and Vassar's first the second half. Brennan Wisner inbounds underneath their own basket on the left side of her radio into Smith at the left block. Up to the top of the key to Deering, over to Drew Scholler on the right wing. Seth Bowles against Bogert at the free throw line. Jump stop, pulls up for the jump shot, off the glass. Thumb National Bank is open late and in for 2 points. Seth Bowles with 8. Lakers out by 4, 24-20. Jackson Knoll at the right block. Kicks it back out to the right wing to Macon. Back out to Bogert. 7-12 left in the third. 24-20 Lakers by 4. Vassar on offense. Top of the key to number 51, Callahan. Down to the low post to Bogert. Can't get that one to fall. Nearly never really had a handle on it. And rebound comes in to Braden Smith. Drew Scholler, the left wing, over to the right wing to Deering. Lakers now being patient with it. Wisner feeds it into Seth Bowles. Bogert gets a handle on it, and it goes out of bounds. It'll be Laker ball underneath their own hoop, left side of your radio. 6:50 left in the third.
There's 4 people that I got to watch, and it's going to determine this game. I think it's going to be Seth Bowles and Brendan Wisner for the Lakers, and then Ricardo Macon and Jackson Knoll for the Vassar Vulcans. Watch those 4.
Braden Smith bumps a 3 right wing up, and it's good.
Oh, and did I mention Braden Smith?
I think you did. I heard it somewhere in there. He has 5 points, first 3 of the night. Over to Callahan, left block, can't get the rebound to fall, or get the shot to fall, and it's rebounded by Travis Deering. Lakers trying to push it up. Brennan Wisner nearly steals it, loses at the left wing. Over to Seth Bowles, right wing, same spot as Smith, and he hits it. Back-to-back threes. Annie Oakley, anything you can do, he can do the same. As Jackson Knoll brings down the court and Drew Scholler draws the foul. I should say he commits the foul. So Lakers suddenly back out to 10 points. The foul goes against Drew Scholler. That's his second, and the Lakers first in the second half. Vassar ball underneath their own hoop. That would be number 32, Javon Wilson, doing the duties. As he goes to his safety valve, Luke Bogert, top of the key, up for three, no. Rebound, Wilson keeps the possession alive. Over to Macon. Right block goes up, and he is held, and he'll go to the line for two shots.
Watch out for Ricardo Macon.
Fouls against number 15 of Lakers. That would be Travis Deering. His first, second team foul for the Lakers in the second half. Megan has 2 points in the night, and we have a timeout called by Ron Swartzenjerby. He wants 30 seconds to talk this one over. We'll be back in 30 seconds as well. It's Lakers 30, Vassar 20, 6:08 left in the third.
Sandpoint residents, now is the time to switch your local phone service to Pigeon Telephone Company. Why? How about you can switch right now and keep your same phone number? How about a wider local calling area? Switch to Pigeon Telephone and call Caseville, Bayport, Bad Axe, Cass City, Elkton, Gagetown, Kindy, Pigeon, Port Austin, Unionville, and Sebring, all with a local call and local offices you can stop into. Certain restrictions apply. It's time to switch your local phone service to Pigeon Telephone. Stop by their offices at 20 South Main Street or call 1-800-292-0614 and make the switch today.
First free throw from Ricardo Macon is good. Brings Vassar back within 9 points, 30-21, 6:08 left in the third. Second free throw is up. This one's short. Rebound still loose. Brought in by Wilson. He goes up for the layup. Can't get to fall. Rebound Deering. And we have a whistle on the rebound. This will go against Vassar. Fouls against number 51.
That's Trey.
Trey Callahan. That's only his first, not Trey. Team second.
We got to do more.
That's actually Trace in Spanish.
Trace.
John, I'll tell you a story about my bilingual voicemail at one point as Lakers tries to go for the break free as they get Brennan Wisner about 88 feet away, and he stays in the opposite baseline. Braden Smith, top of the key, leading Vassar to 30-21 are the Lakers. To the right wing to Deering, back out to Wisner to reset the offense. Against Wilson, dives in the lane, jump stop goes up, can't get to fall, and rebound Bogert. Over to the right wing to Knoll against Scholler. Fadeaway jump shot is up, and this one has the touch. In for 2 points for Knoll, he has five. 30-23, a 7-point ball game. Things getting a little out of control. And in transition, Vassar fouls Brennan Wisner. Got the body into each other. And the foul goes against number 32, Javon Wilson. That's his third and Vassar's third. First half, Vassar shot 16%, Lakers 52%. At that point, it was only a 4-point ball game. Currently, 7-point lead for the Lakers. Travis Deering gets the inbound from Seth Bowles. Top of the key over to Wisner, left wing. Goes all the way down the block and passes it right into the hands of Jackson Knoll. 11th turnover for the green and white. Knoll down to the opposite baseline, and he draws the charge.
I don't know how he did that.
Drew Scholler was standing very closely, and they're going to call an offensive foul on Jackson Knoll. That's his first, and Vassar's fourth. The natives are a little bit restless of Vassar. 5:23 left in the third. Substitution coming in. It's the man with the plan, number 44, Garrett Gaughan. Pink striped socks and all. Replaces.
I didn't get to see him against Deckerville. He was not there. He was playing on the JV the whole season and was brought up for the game with Deckerville, but he wasn't there.
As a junior. Brennan Wisner goes coast to coast, pulls up inside the lane, goes in for 2 points. Nice, smooth touch from Wisner. He has six. Lakers back out by nine, 5:10 left in the third. Jackson Knoll against Scholler, right block, layup's no good, rebound Seth Bowles, doing damage down inside the paint. Travis Deering with 5 minutes left in the third, across the timeline in the corner to Braden Smith, trying to feed into Seth Bowles, now they do, wide open. Whoa. As Bogert went over the top, and Seth Bowles in for 2 points. Nice move.
Airmailed that one.
Seth Bowles now with 7 points in this quarter alone for 13 on the night. 34-23, Lakers back out to double-digit lead at 11. To the right wing, Jackson Knoll against Scholler, dives in the lane against Bowles, and he draws the foul. Two shots coming for Jackson Knoll, and the foul goes against number one, Drew Scholler. That is his third. Team's third for Lakers. Jackson Knoll to the line, shooting two from the charity stripe.